final 3 hours of the KMOT Ag Expo at the North Dakota State Fair Center. And it's been a great show here. It's been great to see people that I haven't seen for a year or two. Or in the case of Ryan Hunt, I haven't seen you for, well, three years. Ryan Hunt from FMC. It was 3 years ago we were at Commodity Classic, I think.
I think 2 and 3 years ago I saw you.
Okay, very good. Well, nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's been too long.
Boy, I guess. Hey, we're broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth here, and we are going to talk about crop inputs and all the things that FMC has for you. You guys have been around for a long time.
Yep, quite a while. You know, back early 1900s, company started with the old John Bean sprayer pump and took off from there. Now we're pretty much strictly American-operated chemical, you know, herbicides, insecticides, fungicide companies, so based out of Philadelphia.
Wanted to kind of point out that, you know, the big anxiety, maybe a fertilizer is a little less anxiety as far as price and supply and all that, but some of the post-emergent weed control chemistries might be hard to come by this year, so pre's might be the focus, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's kind of the talk in the world right now, the post-applied herbicides, you know, your glyphosates, dicamba's, whatnot. You know, tight supply, tight demand, you know, so those weeds are coming up. What are we going to do to prevent having to spray post a few times? You know, it's good to see some snow out there again, so we've got some moisture, so there's probably going to be early weeds. So, you know, there's a variety of things we can do. You know, soybeans, we've got the Authority herbicide line, Authority Supreme and Edge kind of being our top ones there right now for your kochia, water hemp, Palmer amaranth, you know, and then you'll even pick up like your pigeon grass and barnyard grass with those. So kind of a nice little resistant management thing there.
That's Authority.
Yep, Authority.
And the new one, Authority?
Authority Supreme and Authority Edge.
Okay.
Are the two newer ones and kind of the top of the line. Really the longest lasting residual you'll get out there for your soybeans. And they're labeled for field peas and sunflowers, too, for those growers as well. So.
Super. Did you fudge a molecule around just a little bit, or what's the difference between the 2.0 and 3.0?
Yeah, so, I mean, they're both the same actives, just a little different ratio. You know, the Authority Edge is more for our heavier soils, kind of the heavy corn-soybean rotation guys, you know, over east on those soybeans, and then the Authority Supreme is a little lighter on the, you know, it's got Spartan in it. Well, you know, no one used forever. It's more for our western soils, our pulse crops, our sunflowers. You know, the crops are a little more sensitive. Our soil types that are higher pH, lower organic matter. You know, we can't put as much out there, so we got to be a little safer. So the ratio is just built a little better for those crops.
Okay. But again, these are for the grasses in the soybeans.
So kochia, pigweed, water hemp, so your small seeded broadleafs.
All of them. Those kind of,
but then we've got grass control with it too, so like your green foxtail, your barnyard grass, all that sort of stuff.
All right, so it kind of covers the whole gamut there.
Yeah, you know, you'll definitely get it out there, get a little rain on it, you'll definitely save a pass coming back post, you know. So if you're used to going 2 or 3 times in crop post, this should keep you to only have to go about once with your post product, which those are going to be pretty tight this year, so, you know. Gonna have to spend a little more money and do a little more things that probably haven't in the past years, some growers, but you know, it's just kind of the world we're starting to live in.
But Authority has been around for a while. Those are you know, products that guys can rely on, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we've had great success. You know, it's the number one soybean pre-herbicide out there across the country, so it's, you know, we've been selling it for 15, 20 years now. So.
Yeah. Well, but book early, right? I mean,
it's every company's the same right now with supply, and, you know, you deal with it at your grocery store. We're dealing with it. Everyone's got the same issues. You know, we're making it right now. We're making a lot, but there's been a lot of demand too. So, I mean, any of your crop inputs and chemicals, I would definitely be looking to have them booked already if I didn't.
Yeah, good idea. Good advice there, because soybeans are pretty popular this year, and the other crops, the pulses that you mentioned. Let's talk about corn and weed management in corn.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big one too. You know, I think we're already having a record year with our product Anthem Max. That's been around a few years. But, you know, just because of that supply issue and other products out there, we've had some good availability. It's a great product, you know, for your broadleafs and your grasses and your corn. You can spray it plant all the way up to four-leaf corn. So, you know, a lot of growers are doing the row and go. You know, we say we're using a pre, but we're really waiting until we can see the rows of the corn coming up and going out there. Anthem Max, if you want to, throw a little atrazine in with it. You got a pretty good broad-spectrum weed control program there to get you going and get you through to that next pass.
All right,
coming across the corn.
Tried and true. And, atrazine still covers a multitude of sins, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. You know, it's an old one, but it still works good. It just makes everything better, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, corn is a grass, and you're able to control the grasses in the corn there, which is a little miracle in itself.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's always harder to control a grass and a grass crop or a broadleaf and a broadleaf crop, right?
So yeah.
With Anthem Max, real good on those grasses, good on your water hemp, Palmer, long residual, and it's really safe on the crop.
All right. Ryan Hunt from FMC with us here. And Ryan, the learning chronology with fungicides is, you know, guys say, well, they're kind of like insurance. I'll put it on maybe if we're going to expect a big rain coming up. And then you realize that, hey, we get a big yield bump when we put fungicide on earlier. So fungicide is kind of something that farmers are doing more, or are they doing more often early in the season and getting season-long systemic fungicide control?
Yeah, so, you know, especially when we get to the northern plains, upper plains up here, there's a lot less, you know, corn diseases. A lot less fungicide getting sprayed later, just lack of disease. Most of our diseases are in the stem and the roots. So what we've got now is Xyway fungicide. You know, you can get it through our Thrive 3D foam applicator system, or we've got the LFR version, which is liquid fertilizer ready. So, you know, if you're doing a starter fertilizer, pop-up fertilizer, whatever, you know, the micros, 1034-0, you know, putting it down with the seed near the furrow, 2x2. We kind of want to have it about a half inch off that seed just for some safety. But basically that corn plant starts growing and it starts taking that fungicide up the entire season. We're getting equal levels of that fungicide in the upper leaves as we are the lower leaves, protecting that thing. Most of the growers that have used it up here in North Dakota are pretty happy with it. We're seeing some real good bushel increases. And what's really neat is at the end of the year where we've got like a field split or something, the standability up here, you know, that's the big thing. We're not seeing the gray leaf spots and the leaf diseases up here, but you go out there and you split one of those plants open and look at the inside of the stem, and these Xyway treated ones are just nice and big and thick and white. And, you know, you go a row over where it didn't have it and we've got all the fusarium and the anthracnose rots and whatnot, you know, and some pink turn in there. And
which are predecessors, you know, to green snap in around Labor Day.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's what everyone complains about up here. You know, if we, depending on the year, there's plenty of years where we're cutting corn in February in snowbanks and it's all knocked over, right? So, you know, and there's hybrids too that growers steer away from because they tip over, they don't have a strong stock, right? So now it kind of opens up the playbook for some higher yielding varieties that might fall over normally, but now we can get a, you know, bigger, better root mass on it, bigger, thicker stock and standability, and we'll see some nice bushel increases with it too.
Super. Well, explain the name Xyway, X-Y-W-A-Y. Who came up with that?
It's Xyway or the highway.
Yeah.
No. It's called Xyway fungicide because it's mobile. It's the most mobile active ingredient fungicide on the market. It moves in the xylem of the plant.
Okay.
So that's how we're getting that season-long protection and equal parts throughout that whole plant when the plant's mature, because every time that plant's taking up water, it's moving in the Xyway. The Xyway transports water through that plant. So it's moving up and down with that water. You know, it doesn't get into the grain or anything, so you don't have to worry about any crop tolerances or residues and stuff. And it's really pretty neat. You know, the corn seems to stay healthier and keep growing. We get that yield. but we don't have any moisture issues for dry down or for, you know, like a lot of the fungicides, you get the strobe effect where it stays green and doesn't dry down. This doesn't have that issue, so we just have a better, healthier, stronger plant still growing but drying down like it should. We're gaining those bushels through that.
All right, Zyway. Now I understand the name. But you're wearing the Zyway sweatshirt here, and the slogan in front is, "It's about time." Explain that one.
Yeah, so it's about time because it's about time for a new way to control diseases in corn is what it is. The sweatshirt's actually reversible because it's inside-out crop protection.
Oh, okay.
So we're protecting, the corn.
I can see the inside one coming through there. Yeah.
We're protecting the corn plant from the inside out versus coming, waiting for the disease to come. We're putting it there, getting the fungicide in there, prevent everything from attacking versus letting it come in and attack the plant and then trying to spray something curative over the top of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's already there. You're making that pass with your planter. You can throw it right in. You don't got to worry about scouting later in the season. It's more time you can go and, you know, do other things in August.
Yeah, interesting stuff. And I referenced the miracle, little miracle of the yield bump, but the miracle of sticking a fungicide, you know, half inch away from the seed, and then it takes it up, and you've got not quite season long, but way into the season, fungicide that's effective. Mm-hmm. It right in the plant, systemic in the plant. That is a miracle how they've accomplished that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's a pretty cool deal. You know, it's definitely a new use pattern that we're coming here with, and I think it's only going to grow and go up from here.
All right. Well, we've about out of time. Anything else that you want to touch on?
You know, I think that's it. Just appreciate you having us on again, and good to see you again. It's been a couple of years, or you know, got some moisture coming in this countryside again, so things starting to look up.
Boy, that's for sure. Good to see you. Maybe we need another foot of snow to just to make sure. Huh?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would be mad about it the way last year went.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Ryan Hunt and FMC. Products available at every local crop protection supply store there, right?
Yep, yeah, pretty much any of your local suppliers will be able to get you some.
Gotcha. And the website, though, is
fmccrop.com.
Gotcha.
Any of your labels or anything, sell sheets, any, you know, questions, you can be answered there. You can find your local rep's contact info to, you know, ask questions or any of that.
Technical Service Manager for FMC, Ryan Hunt. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you. Have a great day.
You the same. Thank you very much.